Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for tuning in. And my guest host today is Pastor Jared Link. He's the campus pastor for our East Rock campus in Elkton. Jared, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Grayson. It's good to be with you.
Joining Pastor Jared and I today, we can actually, for the first time today, say Hope Talks. We are joined by Hope Bryant. Hope, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Before we go any further, Grayson, did you plan that one out?
Actually, the reason I first thought of her name was because of that, but she, and she'll get into this, I'm sure, but Hope works in our Kids Harbor program here at the church, our after school and daycare. Hope, just start out telling us about where you're from and about how you grew up.
Yeah, so I grew up about 2 minutes down the road. So I have an older brother, 7 years older than me. I grew up, just being really close with my family and, you know, just having a lot of family time with each other. Yeah. And family is just very important to us, and that's just how I grew up. So, yeah.
And where did you all grow up? What area?
Right down the road, literally, right down the road on Spader Church Road. So, we grew up. It's funny because I went to Spotswood High School. My brother went to TA. I got redistricted, so I was at Pleasant Valley Elementary and got redistricted to Peakview. And so from there, I'm the only one in my family who went to Peakview, Montevideo, and then Spotswood. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate Spotswood?
2018.
Yep. She's just a baby. Yeah. I graduated 2005 from Spotswood. So.
Yeah.
And he went to TA.
Yeah, so, we're not
all the base.
That's ancient history at this point, yeah. Grayson.
Well, if I was 2005, what were you, 2004?
Four.
Yep. Yeah, I met Colin, my husband. We started dating in 2015. So I was 14, and we've been together ever since. So, yeah, we've been together since that moment. So
you mentioned you're a local Valley girl. Yeah. You're up on Spader's Church Road. Did y'all grow up going to church?
So I grew up, obviously I knew, I love Jesus, and I grew up always being told, you know, all the things about Jesus, and I didn't know the depths of his word, really, but I just knew that, you know, Jesus was the one who was in control of all the things. So we would come to church here every now and then, but it wasn't really like a every Sunday type of thing when I was growing up. So me and my cousin, Jordan, who actually works here at Kids Harbor too, we would go to the kids church sometimes.
Okay. Pastor Vic.
Yeah.
He was my children's pastor too.
Yeah, so we would do that sometimes, but... Yeah.
Very cool. When did you come to start working at Kids Harbor?
So I had gone through a lot of jobs. I was just a very anxious person, and I just felt that, I was just anxious everywhere I went. And my mom has worked here since I was four. So, and it was just, I had never even thought about coming to work at Kids Harbor. And then one day she was like, I brought you an application home. Fill this out, and I'm going to turn it in for you. So,
just a subtle suggestion.
Yeah,
from mom
she
there,
was
right?
like, "We're going to do this,"
and you had a good recommendation.
Yes, so I was like, "Okay, sure, I'll do it." And so I filled it out, and I actually started here in 2020 as an evening assistant. So back then, the hours were a little different, and they would have these evening assistants come in at 3 and just kind of close up the room, get the kids packed up, get them home, close up the rooms and everything. So I did that. I started in January of 2020, and then COVID hit. So I got to do that for about 2 months, and then COVID hit, and we had to close from March to June. And when I came back, I came back as hall support. So I was kind of in all the rooms. I would cover lunch breaks, just kind of float around and help where I was needed. And I just found that I really loved it. And I came to do that as a full-time position. And I just knew that it was just in that moment, I was like, this is God working. I've never really seen it before. it's never really shown to me before like that. But in that moment, I was like, okay, this is like, you know, this is a really awesome place. And you can feel that like God works through this hallway. So I just found that I liked being able to get to know all the parents and all the kids and not just be in one age group. So I did that for about a year, and I just realized that, like, I wanted a little bit more than what I was doing, but so there were other positions that had opened, like core teacher positions that I had shown interest in, and then I kind of just was like, you know, I don't feel like that's, like, what I need to do. And at that time, the previous leadership team of Kids Harbor had started bringing me in to kind of cross-train me on some things, and I was like, why me? Like, okay. I always want to know. Like, I'm always eager to learn more. So I loved it. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, this would be so cool if I could do this. And then the opportunity opened up, and I applied, showed interest in it, interviewed, and got the position as a staffing coordinator. So I love it.
That's awesome.
So I've been doing that for about 2 years. So,
I mean, obviously God works through Kids Harbor as a ministry to families and to kids that are connected to this church and not connected outside of that ministry. But it's really beautiful to see and to hear a firsthand testimony of the impact of the ministry of Kids Harbor on the staff.
Right, right.
Now I've gotten to work with a lot of the staff through my time in facilities here, you know, before I went to East Rock, and still some connections today. But just to see, a lot of times we think we know what God's up to, or we think we know, you know, who our target audience is in a specific ministry. But the beauty of who God is and how he works and how he multiplies things is that there is blessing, peripheral blessing, if you will.
Right.
And it sounds like God has used Kids Harbor to help in your life, and even are you in a place to unpack a little bit more about that journey through anxiousness, anxiety, and how Kids Harbor, how the position
for sure,
and the Lord has used that?
I mean, even when I started at Kids Harbor, I had no experience with kids really, other than like being around like little cousins and things like that. I had no experience. I didn't know what childcare was like. I had seen my mom obviously work with the infants for, at that point, like 15, 16 years. But I had never really known more than that. And so I started, and of course that anxiety would still creep in some, but it was just a different feeling. I would come in here and I would be like, this place is so different. You can just feel like the love that you have. Like, I know a lot of workplaces say that they're like family, but I mean, Kids Harbor, it's like a whole nother level. Like, we just love and care for each other so much. And I had never felt that in a workplace. So I was like, this is awesome. I mean, there's no other explanation other than like God works his beautiful, like he works through this place, and it's amazing. And so even at first I was still kind of like iffy about, like, I don't know, like I'm just anxious. I don't know why. But like I said, the previous leadership team, they were awesome, and they were like, this place is different. You're going to see it. And they kind of just showed me, and like God worked through them to show me how beautiful it can be if you just are obedient to him and know that he has a plan for you. So just like letting go and just letting him, you know, guide you where you need to be. So,
well, Hope, one of the things that stuck out to me as you were talking about why me for like a leadership position, well, and this is a well-known saying, but it's very true. God qualifies the called. He doesn't call the qualified. Right. And you were willing to learn. And that's why I think he used you. And also, you talked about your mom working at Kids Harbor many years and still working there. If I'm not mistaken, you also attended Kids Harbor as a kid, right?
I did. I would get off the bus here.
Really?
Yeah, I did. It was more of like, at that point, it was kind of just, I would get off and I would wait in the hallway, because at that point the hours were different. So my mom was about to get off in like 10 minutes. So I would kind of wait for her in the hallway just to get off. But yeah, I mean, I feel like Kids Harbor has been in my life, like all my life. I mean, my mom started working here when I was 4. So I've known Angela Cole. She's been a big part of my life. And I didn't realize, you know, how big of an impact she would make in my life. So at that time, but once I started working here, I was like, yep, this is where I've always, you know, I'm meant to be here. So
so Hattie, you've come from attending as a child, you know, mom worked there, so you have lots of experience starting into that, and now in a position to lead and to equip others. So how do you take your experience and that blessing and multiply it and share it with others?
Yeah. Even with like the anxiety portion of it, I use any type of situation I've been in my life, and I'm a very like empathetic person, and I know when to be like, okay, let me put myself in your place. Let me think back to when I was in this position. And yeah, Kids Harbor has just given me lots of opportunities to kind of share my experience with others, whether it's staff or parents. You know, I can just kind of make those, it helps to build those relationships. So yeah. A lot. Yeah.
And we can move on from anxiousness, but what if somebody was listening to our conversation today and they're dealing with just an anxious spirit about whatever it is, whether that's a job or relationship, you know, whatever that would be, what would be a word of advice, a word of hope that you would give that person today?
I mean, I would just say, stop worrying about the things you can't control, because that was a big part for me, is like the what ifs. And it's, you just have to get to a point of like, you don't know what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen. So you need to just stop where you are. Let him do what he does, and let him show you where you need to be. And just once you get to that point where you feel like you can just let go and just kind of ride the wave of like, where do you need to go? He's going to lead you there. So
that's a good word.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah, because like you said, things out of our control, why worry about them? Because we just need to trust them to him.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do to change it. You just gotta go with it. So. Right.
Yeah, Hope, you talked about meeting your husband, and anything you want to share about that? I know I mentioned before the broadcast, Pastor Jared, I mentioned just to us that he had married you all and was...
I said officiated. I didn't actually marry.
Well, you perform the ceremony, yes. Yeah. So just anything you want to share about that. And
What was that, 2 years ago?
It'll be 2 years on October 1st.
Man, time is flying.
Yeah.
I knew it was October because the first time I heard your name was, we were having a family weekend that weekend, and my dad was... who pastored here for 24 years, which we were having a men's night that night. And I remember asking Pastor Jared if he was coming. He said, I can't. He said, I have a wedding. Uh-huh. And I said, is it anybody I know? And he said, well, Hope Conley, she works at Kids Harbor, her mom, Jenny Conley. And I recognized your mom's name before I recognized your name. Yeah. So that's kind of cool too.
Yeah. married us during Hurricane Ian. So
that's right.
Yeah. It was, a little stressful trying to, you know, we had to kind of at the last minute redo where we were getting married. And honestly, that in itself is another example of just God working, because I was so terrified that I was going to trip on that cement. It was like uneven. And I just kept picturing it happening as I'm walking down the aisle. And so we moved it indoors where it was like a smooth floor. So there was no worry of that. But I think I've had so many people tell me that wedding was just so, it was so like intimate because everyone was in there together. So it was perfect.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Just remembering that. I mean, it was raining that weekend.
All weekend. Yeah. Nonstop.
But again, the beauty that came out of that, and it's easy for me to say, you know, but it's even to hear your testimony. We have some really good plans sometimes, and you know, we think we know how things are going to go, and sometimes I think the Lord's just smiling at us going, just trust me and wait.
Yeah, wait. It's going to change.
But the beauty of that moment and being in Rivercrest Barn and just like in that small setting, and you know, everybody got to hear and feel the emotion.
Yeah, I mean,
you and
I could
Colin
hear
were journeying through that day. And,
I could hear all the sniffles all around of the happy tears. So, it was awesome.
Yeah, and that sounds like another situation where you're, you know, not worrying about things out of your control. Because I'm sure, you know, that was out of your control, but on your wedding day, it's supposed to be like your day, so to speak. That would have been very easy. I'm sure there was some tense anxiety and other stuff.
Definitely. But, and I had to, again, just kind of say, you know, there's no point of worrying. We're just going to go with it. God knows what's going to happen, and that's how it's going to be. So,
Hope, what are some other moments that you can look back on in your life that are foundational to you in your walk with him?
I think I always think about when I was 10. So at this point, I obviously, like I said, I knew Jesus. Right. I didn't know him how I know him now, but I knew him. And me and my dad were in a four-wheeler accident when I was 10. So basically, the four-wheeler ended up flipping down a hill and landed on my dad. So he ended up, you know, going to the hospital. He was in rehab for a month and a half. I think he spent his 40th birthday in there. But it's wild because, I mean, that could have been so much worse. I didn't even have a scratch on me somehow. But I just remember getting up and like turning around and seeing my dad trapped underneath of the four wheeler. And what happened between then, I don't know how the four wheeler ended up getting off of him. I don't know if like the adrenaline, like if I ended up pushing it off, I don't know what happened. But now I just look back and I'm like, that's just God. There's no other way. That could have been so awful. And I just think, you know, at the time you don't realize how hard that was for my mom to be home with me and my brother as my dad's in rehab and we're all away from him. And I would go see him when I would get home from school and, you know, I'd sit in there with him and do my homework and go visit him. And I remember the first time that he was able to walk again. And it was just, in that moment, I felt some type of like emotion and just power come over me. And like I said, now looking back, I just know that that's God. So that was a very foundational moment too. Whether I realized it right then or not, looking back, that was very big. So yeah.
It's cool how he uses moments of stress or maybe difficult things that happen later in our life to maybe strengthen our faith or strengthen our trust in him.
Yeah. Dealing with the anxiety that I did have to deal with and just seeing that, like, you know, I'm able to help others that have that. I've, in the leadership role that I'm in now, there have been times where I've had to, you know, kind of help guide others through that and just kind of share my experience with them. Right. And it just shows you that, you know, you go through things for a reason. Even, you know, the hard things, it's always happening for a reason. So he uses that for good too.
Right. And, you know, talking about your time at Kids Harbor, whether it was as a student or as an assistant or whatever, it's almost like God was preparing you for what he has you doing now. And you also said, like, why me? And this, well, you seem like a great listener. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's all it takes is listening to people and hearing them.
Right.
And then being able to, you know, trust God to speak through you into those situations, even though you might not feel adequate in your own strength, in Christ's strength.
Definitely.
You know, in the Bible it says he is made strong in our weaknesses.
Yeah. So true. And just bringing Kids Harbor to me, I mean, I really don't know, like, where I would have been or, you know, if I didn't have Kids Harbor, because it really opened me up and I've grown so much through Kids Harbor, and that's just God using that to show me what I'm capable of. So
yeah. And I know Jared has connection to Kids Harbor too, because he has a kid in Kids Harbor.
Yes.
Eliza's down there in the threes, about to graduate.
I know.
Yes.
I know. It's crazy. I remember when she started in the infant room.
I was trying to remember if your mom was still in infants. I think she was. So as we've been talking here, I thought of the passage of scripture in Matthew 6, thinking about worry and angst, because we talk about, and we can know that God's in control, that he has a plan, that we're not to worry, but it's still a daily battle.
Right.
Like it's a moment by moment sometimes choice to let that go over to him. And Matthew 6, Jesus is speaking, of course, the Sermon on the Mount. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. You know, of course, looking back at food and clothing and all the things that he had just talked about. And he says, don't worry about those things. They'll be provided for you when you seek first the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to say, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself.
Yeah.
Each day has enough trouble of its own. I love that Jesus is honest enough with us, to say, hey, each day's got enough trouble of its own.
Exactly.
Let's one day at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, just a beautiful passage as we talk about trust and worry and how to process that in our day-to-day walk.
Yeah.
Because we all face that in different ways. You know, it might not be angst about a position or things like that. It can be about so many other things.
Exactly, yeah.
Seek first the kingdom.
Yeah.
Seek first the kingdom.
And that's another thing, you know, being working directly with staffing can be very challenging. You know, there's especially, you know, vacation season, trying to get all the holes filled in the schedule. And there's been moments where me and Peyton have just kind of both been leaning over the staffing book, like staring, just what can we do? And there's been moments where
she's folding her hands right now for those that can't see praying.
Yes, we've just been, you know, leaning over it like, God, please just help us. You know, let's get through, let's get through today. Well, you know, wherever it always ends up working out. So that's, yeah, just another example of how he works through these hallways. It's mm-hmm. There's been multiple times where we've had no answers to what to do to get the day covered, and he just provides. So,
yeah.
Speaking of vacations, I think I've known your mom and you long enough to know that the Outer Banks is yes. a pretty special place for your family.
Yes, specifically Buxton.
Buxton.
And
okay, so
Banks.
Tell us a little bit about your story with the Outer Banks.
Yeah, so Buxton is a very calm town. There's really nothing to do. There's, you know, a couple shops. There's one restaurant, I think, one or two. But it's a very... So if you're someone who likes to go on vacation and just go the whole time, don't go to Buxton.
It's not for you, right?
Yeah, that's not for you. But yeah. It's very relaxing, and we have a pool, so that's where we spend most of our time, just hanging out with each other by the pool. So it's really awesome, and it's very different than when I go to Myrtle Beach with Colin's family. It's like complete polar opposites. So Myrtle Beach is awesome. They're very different, but I love them both. Yeah. And very excited to do that this summer.
You getting to go back this summer?
Yeah. Yep.
How has that? So now I know you're a proud and excited auntie.
Yes. I'm got another niece going to be born any day now. So
cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. So how has that family experience changed over the years?
Yeah, it's definitely been a little tricky, especially with vacation. Just the house, we usually stay in the same house when we go to Buxton. Mm-hmm. And me and Colin's room would share a bathroom with Tucker, Anna, and Cove. And now there's going to be another baby, too. So we were like, that is not going to work. Colin does not have a quiet bone in his body. So he cannot, like, you know, Cove's down there napping and he's like just... slamming things around, and I'm like,
he's
you can't
not gonna
do
be
that.
Surprised you just called him.
No,
out,
no, no,
right?
He'll be expecting it.
He'll be expecting
yeah,
it. Okay.
It's fine. But yeah, so we had to switch up, the timing of our vacation. We're going towards the end of summer in September now instead of like the dead center of summer when we usually go. But it's gonna be fun, and it is what it is, and we're gonna have a good time, so we're gonna make the most of it. And so excited, obviously, it's a change for a good reason. So very
absolutely.
Excited.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Probably be better temperatures that time, as long as you don't have a hurricane that time.
I know. We'll see. Cause I mean, hurricanes, they just happen for us when we have things planned, but it's okay.
I just said, Grace and work let tomorrow worry about itself.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't trying to cause any worry there. I was just, when you said Outer Banks, that's dear to our family. We used to vacation a lot at Ocracoke Island, which has the same feel.
Exactly.
If you want to hustle and bustle, you don't want Ocracoke.
Nope.
Our men have taken trips, multiple years there. And so the Outer Banks, it's a special place for a lot of people. I'm sure there's a lot of people that vacation down to somewhere in the Outer Banks. Hope, we call this program Hope Talks. So what right now brings you the most hope in your life?
I think just... seeing people be open to things, obviously always being kind to one another. That's something that brings me a lot of hope is, just instilling that in people. Like you never know what someone's going through. So let's always give that grace. And just being open. And I'm very open. I'm newer to finding out God's word. And there's women that work here that have, been going to church every Sunday for the last 20, 30 years. And I'm newer to that. So I'm very open. And, I don't try to, I don't know everything. I'm still learning. And just being open and honest, I think, is a big thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. And there was another thing that stuck out to me. You mentioned Angela Cole and obviously her influence down Kids Harbor Hallway for 17 years. But I told her recently, I said, I still see you pouring in to that staff.
Absolutely.
And I know she comes for training day, but she does a lot more. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to talk about the impact that she's had on your life and a lot of lives down the hallway.
Yeah. I mean, I remember even really before. I mean, I've known Angela Cole basically my whole life, but she was at my high school graduation party. I mean, she's just always been there. She's so kind, and that's just another example that I've looked up to, and just her role in leadership and the like knowledge and wisdom that she's willing to share with us even now. Because I mean, me, Peyton, and Faith, we're all like, we're a whole new leadership team. Right. So there's things that come up that we've never had to deal with before. And we know that she's always willing to listen and willing to talk through anything with us. So that's just really awesome and comforting to know that God works through her and she's willing to share and just help us through any tough situation. So,
oh, know that Kids Harbor is a bright light. I love going down there and talking to you all. And recently y'all had your kids' graduation.
Yes.
And I always help get the music ready for all that.
Yes.
Miss Cindy, she always does the music and she always brings me the CD, and it's a great pleasure to help partner with y'all in a small way.
Yeah, very thankful, you know, that we have this space that we're able to use different people's strengths and put it all into this one big production that we do. And just to have the space to even have that graduation is awesome, and we're so blessed to have it. So
the sanctuary is a packed house.
Yeah,
it is.
You don't show up. You don't want to show up late to that one.
No. I mean, people are showing up at 5 o'clock when it starts at 6, or you know, people that morning are like, "Can we save a seat?" And it's packed.
Yeah, and it's the case for the graduation, and also the Christmas program that y'all have is equally the same. And I know that Kids Harbor is a huge blessing to this church, but it's also a huge blessing to this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're very thankful that, you know, that we see that many people coming to things that we do with the children, and just seeing how many people care. You know, there's grandparents, there's cousins, there's second cousins, people, just the whole family wants to come and see, and it's just awesome. So very, very blessed to have that in this community.
And that's a little bit of a way, I know it's a lot of work for you guys and the teachers and all that goes into that, but I think that moment is a time when you can really see the impact, because we, day to day, and again, I'm imagining some of this not being there daily, but, you know, the impact, and we see it in our daughter's life, of the impact of Kids Harbor and what you're able to teach her, and how she's growing here in her knowledge of Jesus and what that means in her life and how to interact with others.
Yeah.
Day to day, you see that one-on-one impact.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to a special all event, like, you're investing in a life that is connected to so many others.
Yeah.
And so I hope that gets to serve for you guys as a, hey, what we're doing is even so much bigger than the kids that we get to see daily. Like, we're impacting, and the message of Jesus is going through, the hope is going through these kids to touch family, aunts, uncles, cousins, and so on that come.
Yeah. We've had, you know, relatives come to us and be like, hey, like, I need to get on that wait list. I mean, I see what you guys do, and we want to be a part of it. And it's definitely very eye-opening in moments like that, when you just see everyone together in a room like that, and you're like, wow, this is impacting so many people. Yeah. So,
and as a parent of Kids Harbor, I would just take a moment to say thank you.
Yeah, of course, thank you.
For the investment and the way that we have said so many times, we started in your mom's class when she was an infant still.
Yeah.
But just how perfectly God has put teachers with the right age group.
Exactly.
It's so beautiful to see how each one interacts differently, and each class is so different. They have their own growth, own personalities, and the Lord and you guys' leadership has put together the team and the people that fit so perfectly with the age groups.
Right.
And that's been from infant, and that's going to be through the fours, we know. And so I would just say thank you. Thanks for all the hard work, the fretting a little bit, and the stressing over the schedule.
It's all worth it.
It's making a difference.
Yeah.
And we see that in Eliza's life, and just the comfort and confidence we have in Kids Harbor. And, and that's in you all. You and Peyton and Faith.
Yeah.
Faith, Hope, and Peyton.
I know.
Faith,
Hope, and Peyton. We need to change Peyton's name.
To Love.
Well, she exudes love everywhere she goes.
She does.
She's got it. Yes. Faith, Hope, and Love there in the
Absolutely.
Leadership team.
Yeah.
We just say thanks.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe the impact and the lasting impact that'll have in our family's life.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for what you do.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And, you know, thanks for being willing to join us. I know that you're an introvert, and
I am.
When I had thought of your name before I even asked you, I asked Peyton, and she was kind of like, you know, I'd love to hear it, but good luck.
I know.
Like, and I was like, and then I asked you, and I was like, I told her, and so, and here in a couple weeks, we'll have Faith on too, so it'll be good to hear from her. We had Peyton on a couple years ago when she came on as the director after Angela Cole was called to do what she's doing now, and Anything in closing, Hope, that you would like to share, maybe that you haven't shared already or that we haven't asked you already?
Say enough just how much I see God work through Kids Harbor and just bringing us the people that need to be here and finding the right fit for them. And like you said, each room is different. So just finding what teacher needs to be where, it's just very, very awesome to see how he works. So
yeah. Well, Hope, thank you for joining us today for this broadcast of Hope Talks.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. We pray that as you've heard Hope Bryant's testimony today, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.